Last week, an international court rejected nearly all of China's claims to the South China Sea. But China says it will ignore the ruling. One place of concern is a tiny outcrop called the Scarborough Shoal, which China seized from the Philippines in 2012. As Michael Sullivan reports from Manila, it's a big deal.
Here's the thing. The Scarborough Shoal, it's just a bunch of rocks and coral in the middle of the ocean, a place the U.S. used to use for target practice back in the day. When Clark Air Base and Subic Bay Naval Station near Manila were the biggest U.S. bases in Asia. But it's real close to the coast of the Philippines, just 110 nautical miles.
Strategically, China did not seize Scarborough Shoal in 2012 just to seize it. It was always for a purpose. Every reef that they seized in this practice, they have created an island.
And a Chinese presence on Scarborough Shoal, Philippine Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonio Carpio says, will be no different.
If you have an airfield there, maybe it will take just 15 minutes for the fighter jets there to reach Manila. And the U.S. forces using Clark and Subic, they're all within range.
Which helps explain why the U.S. military has been so visible in the contested waters and in the air the past few months. Two aircraft carrier groups on joint patrol in the Philippine Sea and U.S. warplanes flying near Scarborough Shoal, making it clear the U.S. considers reclamation of and construction on Scarborough a red line China shouldn't cross. And the International Court's smackdown of China, analysts here say, doesn't help Beijing's cause.
Even their strategists would know, I think, the Scarborough Shoal could be a tipping point for the U.S. and Japan.
Jay Batang Bakal heads the Institute for Maritime Affairs and Law of the Sea at the University of the Philippines.
Because it would complete the so-called strategic triangle that could finally establish full control over the South China Sea. And they would know that the U.S. and Japan will not allow that to happen easily.
But how red is that red line? Richard Haydarian teaches at De La Salle University in Manila. He's the author of Asia's New Battlefield, U.S., China, and the Struggle for the Western Pacific.
We already heard this red line statement on Syria, and we clearly saw how it was not a red line after all. So the fear of a lot of Filipinos, I think, surely President Duterte, is that we have the same artificial posturing red line here when it comes to Scarborough Shoal. That doesn't mean anything in operational terms.
And that mistrust, he says, helps explain why the Philippines' new president, Rodrigo Duterte, is taking a softly approach with China.
The Philippines not flaunting and taunting the verdict. In exchange for that, China will give guarantees that in the short run, at least, it will not up the ante, it will not establish facilities in the Scarborough Shoal, and it will actually perhaps give the Filipino fishermen more leeway to gain access to that area.
Both the Philippines and China have been cautious in their response to the court's verdict, and there's an expectation here that this restrained approach will last for a few months anyway. But Justice Carpio remains convinced China will go ahead with reclamation and construction on Scarborough Shoal.
That's my personal assessment, yes.
And the question then, Carpio says, is if the U.S. red line bleeds.
Whether it will turn yellow or pink or purple, but they will lose a lot of credibility if they say there's a red line and the red line just disappears.
Not just in the Philippines, Carpio says, but in Japan, Vietnam, and other countries engaged in maritime disputes with China, too. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.